Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on knowing God was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Oh, the lady was going up the stairs and she had these things, and I said, but see, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. God doesn't leave and get offended. You don't lose something. I said, the same power that operated in you a year ago is still there. You just haven't been operating in it. And I said, and you're probably condemned because you got sidetracked and quit walking in that faith. And she said, yes. And so I've had to minister to her. But see, God's not like that. God isn't one of these people that gets offended. If you do one thing wrong, that's it. I'm not blessing you anymore. No, God's a good God, and His power never comes and goes. You come and go. You may not be aware of it. You're in and out and up and down, but God's the same. God is always the same. See, most people don't know that about God. How can He be that way? How can God treat me consistently when I'm inconsistent? Because God's a spirit, and He's looking at you in the spirit, and in the spirit you are righteous and pure and holy. And man, I learned this about God, and you know what? It gave me a new boldness to enter into the very presence of God, that I could obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Not when I'd done everything right, but when I'd done everything wrong. I can come boldly before God, and I'm still righteous and pure in my spirit. Boy, that opened up so much. That just transformed everything. And then one of the next things that this led me to understand was, in the Old Testament, there were times that God did punish people based on their actions. There are examples like Isaiah chapter 59, that my arm isn't short that it cannot say, nor my ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And I would see scriptures like that that seemed inconsistent with the fact that now I'm born again and I'm righteous and I'm holy and pure and I'm sanctified and perfected forever. That's what it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 and 14. And I would see these apparent contradictions and I couldn't understand it. And the Lord led me to understand, and that's what my teaching on the true nature of God is about, that the Old Testament dealt with people before they were born again. Their spirit was dead and corrupt, and so God dealt with them based on just exterior actions and punished them and dealt with them, similar to the way that we deal with a child. You can't sit there and wait until a child is mature enough to reason everything out. You have to get them to quit doing the wrong thing early. And so you tell a one-year-old, do that again and I'll spank you. They may not even know there is a God or a devil or heaven or a hell. But the next time the devil says, go take this toy from your brother, they'll say no, because they're afraid of punishment. That's the way the Old Testament was. It punished people. The wrath of God, the botch, the mildew, leprosy would be... God had struck people with leprosy. He struck Miriam with leprosy. He struck Uzziah with leprosy. He went out and killed 186,000 people, one angel in one night. And people see that and they think, boy, what's God like? God did that to try and keep these people from just throwing open the door and letting sin operate. He limited the amount of sin through fear of punishment, but He increased the condemnation and the sin consciousness and the unworthiness that had negative effects, like this medication. He gave us a pill prior to getting born again, and it solved one problem, but it created other problems. It put fear of God, and people got the wrong impression of God. But when you get born again, now it's different. God sees you in the Spirit, and the law has been fulfilled. The law has passed away. God doesn't deal with us based that way anymore. And I tell you, there's very few people that have understood this. Most people are still trying to approach God with an Old Testament mentality. And if I had time, I could teach you some powerful things out of the book of Hebrews on that. But it says that the Old Testament law has been disannulled. The word annul means to make as if it never happened. Disannulled is just a superlative saying that it is total annihilation. The law has been obliterated. It's nailed to the cross. You are not supposed to be relating to God based on the Old Testament law. And somebody takes offense at that and says, brother, I believe you still got to keep those Ten Commandments. Well, what about the one that says that you shall keep the Sabbath day and remember it to keep it holy? Christians, as a rule, do not keep the Sabbath day. They keep Sunday, which isn't the Sabbath. And all the Seventh-day Adventists are saying, yes! You know what? You keeping the Saturday isn't the Sabbath either. The Sabbath is picture of a relationship. Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17 says these things were shadows of things to come, but the very image is of Christ. Hebrews chapter 4 tells you what the Sabbath was a picture of. It's now a relationship with God that we enter into. If you are observing some day and not working on a certain day and thinking that you're keeping the Sabbath, you are a Sabbath breaker. But I say all of this because people think, well, man, you still got to keep all the Ten Commandments. The Sabbath we don't keep. If you believe you got to keep the Ten Commandments, you're going to have to make some major changes because the Sabbath is one of them. They're still good. They still tell you the truth. It reveals God's perfect standard. I'm not saying that we do away with the Ten Commandments. I think it's great to have them on the wall because it tells you what is a godly standard of morality. But we are not relating to God based on our outward actions. We're relating to God based on our faith in Jesus. And once you put faith in Jesus, He makes you a new person. And you come before God in spirit and in truth, not in the flesh, based on your actions. So I've mentioned three things that the Word reveals about God that will help you to know Him. First is you got to quit being self-righteous. You got to get out of self-righteousness and be found in Him having the righteousness of faith. You've got to understand that when you get born again, your spirit is the part of you that gets changed. And in the spirit, you are perfect and holy, and you are able to enter right into the very presence of God without any fear of rebuke because you are completely His workmanship. You are His righteousness. You are created righteous and truly holy. This will give you understanding about how God now can treat you in mercy instead of in punishment because in the spirit, you are as holy as Jesus is, and He's not dealing with you on the law anymore, which only dealt with the external man. He's now dealing with you on who you are in Christ. Man, those three things, if you got those three things and if you were to meditate on that, I guarantee you it would totally transform your relationship with God. And one other thing I've got to mention tonight before I quit, because I believe that this is the number one hindrance, the number one doctrine in the body of Christ that is detrimental, and that's the sovereignty of God. And some people just gasped right there like, oh, the sovereignty of God is, you know, foundational. It's doctrine. Everybody believes in the sovereignty of God. I'll admit that God is sovereign if you will use sovereign the way the dictionary defines it. The dictionary says that sovereign means first in rank, order, or authority. Highest in authority. Independent. If you want to use any of those definitions for saying God is sovereign, I'm 100% with that. But religion has coined a connotation that goes along with sovereign that means God controls everything that happens. Nothing happens without His approval. And that's not true. That is contrary to the Word. And I tell you what, this will kill relationship with God. If you think that God is responsible for every vile, rotten thing that goes on in this fallen world, if you think nobody dies unless their number comes up, that it was God that chose for them to die, if you believe that nobody's born with a birth defect, if you believe that there is no sickness, that there is no problem but what God allows it, you are not going to have a good relationship with God because you are going to attribute to God things that are evil and totally from the devil. And I guarantee you that will give you a wrong impression of God and it will hinder your relationship with Him. I got an email just not long ago of a person that's saying that they, because of negative things that happened in the church saying that this was God, they hated God and rebelled and have been going away from God their entire life until they heard me teaching on this and found out that God is a good God and they came back to the Lord. I can guarantee you there are many, many people in our society today that religion has misrepresented God and said God is the one who allowed the September the 11th terrorist attacks, that this is the judgment of God on America, that God is the one that's causing the gas prices to go up, and this is God who's doing these things and punishing us for taking prayer out of the schools. That is not accurate representing God. And some people think, well, nothing could happen but what God allows. I mean, Satan has to get God's permission. That's not true. Again, I've got a lot of teaching on this. I've got that book entitled, the book or the tape set entitled The True Nature of God will help explain this. I've got a tape set entitled The Word Became Flesh that deals with this. You hadn't heard that yet. I'm preaching that next on television, but it's going to be good. But let me just give you one example. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You can't make that any clearer than that. God is not willing for a single person to perish and go to hell. That is God's will, that all men be saved. And yet Jesus himself said that more people are going to enter in by the broad gate unto destruction than by the narrow gate unto everlasting life. He said, you choose. It is not God's will for anybody to be damned, and yet people are. Not because God allows it. He gave you the choice. And if you don't choose life, then Satan will destroy you. People go to hell. And it is not God who willed it and allowed it. You allow it. God allows what you allow. It just amazes me. I go to these funerals and people, like I remember one guy that had just come from a funeral and was speaking at a full gospel businessman's meeting where I was doing the praise and worship at the meeting, and this guy came in and he said that he had just used Romans 8:28. It says, all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And he had just come from a funeral of two teenagers.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach from his series entitled Knowing God. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Chicago, Illinois. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series R1058 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK145 titled, What the Word Reveals About God, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are being blessed through these teachings, and you see the benefit of it. You see the value of this. Wish that everybody could get it. You know, I feel called to reach the United States and the world with the Gospel Truth, and we are making major strides. We're now spending over $500,000 a month just in television and radio airtime. But I could easily be spending 4 times that much. There's that much available. We just need people to help us. If the Lord has blessed you through this program, I encourage you to become a monthly partner with us. And those of you who are already partnered with us, praise God. Thank you for your support. And we just believe that we are going to reach out and cover this nation with the Gospel Truth.